it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
301-230-0980 is the number right here on the Burgundy and Gold today. You're tapped in the youngest in Charles and O. Willingham, taking you up to 6 o'clock, an abbreviated edition of the Burgundy and Gold as we get you geared up for a Monday Night Football doubleheader to wrap up week number 2. Bucks and Texans from H-Town, and then Chargers and Raiders coming up from Las Vegas. That'll be the second half of tonight's Monday Night Football doubleheader. If you're just now joining the program, if you're just picking up your kids from school or practice, or you're just leaving the cubicle, first of all, hope you had a good Monday. This may make your Monday a little bit worse. Just found out from the head coach of the Washington Commanders, Dan Quinn, as well as others that kind of spoiled the news throughout the afternoon. Jaden Daniels officially listed as day-to-day with what most are calling a knee sprain. Don't know what grade of a knee sprain it is. All we know is that it is a knee sprain and that he is listed as day-to-day. What we were talking about in the opening segment, one, I was overreacting a little bit. If you were with us from the start of the show here, I'm emotional over this because it's so damn important. Like, his health is so significant to the future of this franchise that when he pops up on the injury report and it's a lower body injury, I just got to make sure that they're going to be responsible with him. Because here's the thing with me. Last year, and this is hindsight's 2020. Last year, from what we know, Jaden pushed and scratched and clawed and pleaded and begged to play in that immediate game following the injury against Carolina. He was listed on the injury report all week. He was a limited participant in practice, and then he went out and was full go, ready to get it rocking on that Sunday, right? That's what we saw last year. And during that time, remember all of the media games that were played. And when I say media games, I'm not angry when I'm saying it. I'm just speaking about what it is and what it ain't. We didn't find out until this summer that Jaden Daniels wasn't just dealing with a rib contusion, as it was called. It was a full-blown broken ribs. So what I'm saying is this, right? I'm going in a circle to say one thing. And I'm not giving away state secrets when I say it. I'm not saying anything that you all aren't probably thinking. They got to take Jaden's health super serious. And I'm not calling it an act, but Jaden is, you might as well nickname him Tony Toughass, right? He is a dog-ass competitor, as Dan Quinn continues to describe him as. My concern is, will they be able to protect Jaden Daniels from Jaden Daniels? That's the question. Because if I was the one making the decision, and I know that I'm not, and I'm sure you all would trust me if I was. If I was the one making the decision, Jaden's not playing until at least the Chargers game. I'm looking at the schedule right here, Ant. We're talking about a knee sprain. Everyone's had it. We've all dealt with it at some point in your athletic career. I'm sitting them against Vegas. I'm sitting them against Atlanta. Hell, I may even give them the extra long week and don't bring them back until Chicago. We can't play games with this. And I don't trust them. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't trust what info they give out to the media from an injury standpoint. And have I earned the right to not trust them? Did they not lie to us last year? Didn't they?
They weren't forthcoming.
Exactly. So why would they be forthcoming with a more severe injury probably? Because it's the knee.
I just don't think they wanted you panicking like you are now.
Like I'm panicking right now. I'm not panicking.
You are.
This is not a panic.
We're going to be without a job. Like. And granted, it might have been a little hyperbole, but I'm just saying.
You know what I meant.
Now, I understand, like, his health is
serious. It's everything.
Like,
it's literally the most important knee in the DMV. I would give away my bad knee to make sure his knee was good. You know what I'm saying? My grandmother just got a knee replacement not too long ago. He can have her damn knee. As far as I'm concerned, I need him right. And Mario Bowser, you best be going and checking on him too. All that new stadium money you getting ready to kick out, that stadium ain't worth a damn if there's not a guy to fill it up. I just hope we have learned as a fan base from what happened with Bobby Three Sticks. And I saw our pal J.P. Finley, him and B-Mitch earlier today, saying this is two totally different situations. You're right. It is a totally different situation. But to act as if they're not similar, crazy talk. Here's what I will say. The injury is not believed to be serious by most folks. It's not believed to be serious. And his status for Sunday is up in the air. If it was that severe, I think they would have just ruled him out for Sunday. Totally. If it was anywhere near severe, I think they would have just ruled him out for Sunday. But my thing is, can you protect Tony Toughass from Tony Toughass? And I'm not slighting Jaden Daniels for being a toughass. I think it's a tremendous trait that he has. I'm glad he's not soft. Seriously. I'm glad that he is taking his, you know, competitiveness seriously. He cares. He wants to play. He doesn't want to be on the shelf. But you got to protect him from himself. If it was my decision, Jaden's not playing this week. Jaden's not playing next week. He's got to be 110% to be able to play. Here is what Dan Quinn, cut number one, had to say about what he needs to see from Jaden in order for him to give it a go on Sunday.
Yeah, it starts off first on like the strength part of things, the movements, and that's step one, John. Then on the field, the change of direction, the pivoting, the moving, all of those would be the things to go. So we'll just take it, you know, as it goes, you know, through the week. But he'd have to see all of the steps, you know, along this week to hit those marks. The speed, the stopping, the change of direction, all of it.
He's got...
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
To hit every marker to give it a go. You know what? That's Dan Quinn. I'm going to try to interpret Dan Quinn today here this afternoon. You know what I think Dan Quinn is saying? I think Dan Quinn is saying, Linnell, shut the hell up. I'm not going to put him out there until he's 110% ready. You know what I say to that? I throw up my hands and go, let's get it rocking. You got it, big bro. As long as they're moving tact, this situation should be water under the bridge and it should mean nothing. But I have this eerie feeling, knowing Jaden Daniels, he demanded to play through broken ribs last year, and they let him. They let him play through it. We had to see him get hot patches and cortisone shots and all this and all that. I don't know if he got any cortisone shots, but they did everything they could to alleviate his pain. And if you're going to sit here and act as if he was the same quarterback with the broken ribs and without the broken ribs, you a damn fool. And here is my thing and what I worry about. This is a knee injury. And y'all know I am the knee injury specialist. You can go text Dr. James Weiss in Germantown. He is my surgeon. I've had three of these ACL surgeries. I've sprained my knee several different times. You think you're good to go before you're actually good to go. Seriously. And if you're Jaden, he's an athlete, first and foremost, right? They're competitive by nature. He didn't play his best against Green Bay. You don't think he's chomping at the bit to want to get back out onto the field and right his wrongs from a week ago? It's going to be so, so, so important that they protect Jaden Daniels from himself. We called him tough. We called him tough for playing through a rib injury. I would call him stupid for playing through a knee injury. Honestly, we praised him for being tough for playing through a rib injury. If he plays through a knee injury, he's a damn fool. And this is my concern about this. Playing through a lower body injury for a quarterback could hurt his mechanics. It could hurt his footwork. All of that is from trying to compensate for the knee not being healthy, right? You may see changes in mechanics, changes in the footwork if he's not ready to go. And that's what I worry about. 301-230-0980 is the number. I want to let you hear a little bit more from Dan Quinn. This is Dan Quinn on how he's going to be able to protect Jaden Daniels from Jaden Daniels.
Yes, you are correct. That's just who he is, which I also love about him, by the way. But it is part of, that's my job, you know, to make sure that, one, I'm getting all the information, you know, from the medical side. Is he hitting all the tests? And then you also have to trust your eyes. Where's he at? Where are we going? And so we're just not going to miss it, JP, for he and for any of the guys in that space. So that is the good part of being a competitor. But I'm constantly watching and pushing to see. And then before we even get onto the practice field, they have to go through a pretty strenuous testing to see where they're at, even before the actual on-field, you know, reps begin. So that's for he and for a couple of the other guys as well.
They are not going to put Jaden Daniels out there until he is 110% healthy. That is what I'm taking away from Dan Quinn. That's what I'm taking away from Dan Quinn. My question is, right? Because of who the quarterback is, because of the importance of Jaden to this franchise, do you move with even more caution? Because ain't nothing wrong with, hey, man, you got to set out an extra game just to be careful, just to be cautious. I have no issue with that. See, this is where this conversation gets muddied at. When it comes to the health of Jaden Daniels, I can give a rat's ass about 2025. It's about beyond. It's about the future. And if this kid goes down a water slide, so to speak, to where he's not healthy the rest of the way and further damage could occur, it's just not a road that I want to go down, is the best way that I can put it. 301-230-0980 is the number. I'm going to go get some water. I'm going to wipe the sweat off my forehead because I honestly, maybe it's the 27-year-old in me. I know they're not going to put him out there until he's ready. But the bigger conversation needs to be had right now, and we'll do so on the other side of the break. Are you concerned about Jaden Daniels' health long term? 301-230-0980 is the number. Is the health of Jaden Daniels moving forward, is it something that concerns you? Your calls on that next.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.